The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 435. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. My name is Mark Gunn, and I am your podcast host, and the show is dedicated to the independent Celtic musicians. I want to ask you to support these artists, share the show with your friends, and find more episodes at CelticMusicPodcast.com. You can also support this podcast over on Patreon. We kicked off the show with Andy Law and Friends from his album The Long and Short of It. That was Falmouth Gig, Bishop's Jig, and Porthless Tree. Next up is Rose Tree Polka by the Tea Merchants from their album Gaslight Snaps.
I'm the sun set down once more. Lost old days that are behind, wishing still around sometime. Our wandered lust has now returned, so move along or watch it burn. One more time for old time's sake, a penny for your thoughts that I can take. Take my hand up the pass, back again, a new year at last. I'll always love you is what I said, say it again on Slatehead. Take my hand up the pass, back again, a new year at last. I'll always love you is what I said, say it again on Slatehead. Say it again on Slatehead. Ocean shore in Dingletown, heated air, soft rain falling down. The hopes and dreams that you have brought, life and love that I've always sought. Meet the road on up ahead, leave the plow and its weight of lead. Sing with me another new song, it may not be great but it is never wrong. Take my hand up the pass, back again, a new year at last. I'll always love you what I said, I say it again on Slatehead. Take my hand up the pass, back again, a new year at last. I'll always love you is what I said, I say it again on Slatehead. I say it again on Slatehead. Beyond the clouds and birds, pictures of a thousand words, stars and heaven's diamond lines, behind the silhouette of my brand new drive. Pay no mind those things that hold you back, a rearview mirror and let it all fade to black. Would you love the sun if there was no rain? Would you ever be happy if there was? Take my hand up the pass, back again, a new year at last. I'll always love you is what I said, I'll say it again on the Slatehead. Take my hand up the pass, back again, a new year at last. I'll always love you is what I said, I'll say it again. Say it again on Slatehead. Say it again on Slatehead. Say it again on Slatehead.
After the Tea Merchants was Westwood Bluegrass Band with Out of Sight, Out of Mind from their album Kenzie, then Ferrarda with Casa Un Tugan from their album Greenhouse Sessions, and finally Ballinlock with Slatehead from Rise Up. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email a voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Beth Labis emailed photos. Hi, Mark. Just wanted to drop you a line to thank you for another wonderful podcast. number 412. Thanks to you, I discovered Heather Dale, and I was very happy to hear her once again on your cast. I've attached some photos of what I do while listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. I've been cross-stitching since I was 12, more years ago than I want to say, and I've found that listening to your podcast has kept me going on my more difficult projects. Keep up the good work, and much joy, peace, and happiness in your new home. Wing El Mui emailed, "Hi, Mark. I first started listening to your podcast in 2006, 2007, a very long time ago, that's for sure. I drifted away when I left school and life got busy, but a week ago I realized that Spotify carries your podcast and began listening again. Now I have several hundred back episodes to go back to, and I am very much looking forward to it. That's not why I'm writing, though. I just heard you address the complaint in your latest episode. Well, I'm a trans woman of East Asian descent, and honestly, not only do I not see very many folks like me performing Irish and Celtic music, it's hard for me to find other folks like me in the audience, too. I'm thinking back to the last time Solace was in town for a bluegrass festival. The room was packed, but pretty much every person was white, except for me and the guy selling drinks in the back, I guess. So I really want to thank you not only for introducing me to a wide variety of amazing music by a whole bunch of wonderful people from around the world, but for standing up and making a safe space for folks who don't necessarily resemble what some people think fans of Irish and Celtic music should be. Thank you so much for your work and your wonderful podcast." You are very welcome, Wing. That is amazing to hear. I really appreciate you dropping an email and letting me know your story, because this show is all about diversity. And, you know, Celtic music doesn't have to be for just Irish and Scottish people, because Celts were all over the world. And I've talked about this many times. And there's a lot of people who are listening to this podcast I know who have no Celtic heritage background. And that's awesome, too. Just like you. I know I've talked to quite a number of them. And I really appreciate you letting me know that you're here listening. So if that's you, drop me an email. Let me know what your heritage is and why or how you came into Celtic music. I'd love to hear and share your story. Matthew Means emailed, "Hi, Mark. I've been a supporter for a number of years, first as a listener and then pledging to your podcast, but I've never taken the time to let you know why I make that decision every month. Why now? Well, I suppose the world has been getting a little darker by the hour since I first found the podcast, but I've always been able to rely on your efforts to add a touch of something that's just purely positive and emotionally rewarding to my life on a regular basis, especially as nearly every media channel turns into a profit-driven minefield of negativity. I can say without reservation that I want to live in a world where the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast exists, a forum where great music and equality are the only things that you'll find when you dig deeper. Does that sound overly dramatic? Well, maybe it is, but there are so few things that I can say about these days, which is perhaps the far more dramatic conclusion. Anyway, thanks for your hard work, and I hope to catch you on the road someday. Also, the Don't Go Drinking with Hobbits album is a masterpiece." Thank you so much, Matthew. I really appreciate it. It's funny to think that even 30 years ago, I refused to watch TV for this very reason, and it's just gotten worse. We're not going to go there. Will emailed, "Mark, thanks for such an outstanding podcast that raises the bar with each episode after years and years of just listening to your podcast. I just turned around and made some purchases, all thanks to your show. I purchased every album by Wicked Tinkers, Stubby Shillelaghs, an album from the Bedlam Bards, and of course your Firefly Drinking Songs album. Thank you. Keep up the outstanding work and keep raising that bar. Wishing you the best from Japan. Thanks." You bet, Will. Thank you for purchasing all this album and supporting these awesome artists. Marty Myers emailed a photo from Gainesville, Florida, catching up on episodes and listening to 407. "I'm sitting before my neuroanatomy class and color-coding spinal tracts, grad student life. I hope your move went smoothly. The only thing harder than moving is house hunting." Oh my gosh, yes, so true. And finally, Amber from Buffalo emailed on Facebook, "Hi, found your podcast by chance sometime last year. I love the energy of your show, your support of the diverse culture of Celtic music, and the acknowledgement of all of the lesser known artists out there. Very recently, I lost a friend to a terrible accident. He was a lovely human being who I can only describe as wholesome. He quite literally helped build much of my community and had a very gentle hand with creatures. He introduced me to a plethora of Celtic drinking songs, sailing songs, something he quite enjoyed as he spent much of his time in Alaska working for fishing boats and various wildlife organizations. I don't know if he ever got around to hearing your podcast, but I'm sure he would have enjoyed it." And then Amber asked for a request of Mingle Boat Song, but I actually played that for you in the last episode. I didn't find this email in time. My apologies, Marty, but I hope you enjoyed hearing that song last episode. All right, let's get back to the music. Next up is Spoil the Dance with 10,000 Miles from Fairer Skies.
Thank you. Lady Night draws her cloak over all tired lands, gently lights all the stars with her breath, and the moon rises high like a strong silver stand, keenly watching the traveler rest. As the sun nestles down in the folds of the hills, and the evening descends from the sky, sweetly bidding the songbirds to quiet their trills, and to bid all the daylight goodbye. Soft down the length of its bed, sweetly singing a lullaby to the traveler who wearily lays down his head, dreaming sweet by the light of the moon. And the stars and the moon and the great lady night over their slumbering charge, protectively covering him with silver light, and weaving him dreams made of stars. live at a distance, many's a mile from off your sway. Come assist me this very moment, for to pass away some time. Singing sweetly and completely, songs of pleasure and of love, for my heart is with him altogether, though I live not where I love. When I sleep, I dream about you. When I wake, I find no rest. Every moment thinking about you, my heart fixed within your breast. And though great distance may prove assistance, if from your mind my love to move, for my heart is with him altogether, though I live not where I all the world shall be of one religion. All living things shall cease to die. If ever I should prove false to my true love, or any way my love deny, the world shall change and be most strange. Lassies, for I think I've made my choice. I will wait to yonder island, where I think I hear his voice. For if he calls, then I must follow, though the ocean be so wide. For my heart is altogether, though I live not where I love. For if he calls, then I must follow, though the ocean be so wide. For my love, my Thomas, has made the promise, for to take me as his bride.
After Spoil the Dance was Dustin Cooper with Chanter and Scotch Cat from So Many Strings, So Little Time. Then came Lady Night by Nicole White from Fantasy. Then Poor Man's Gambit with La Ride from Land of Sunshine. And then we finished it up with Catherine Kohler with Live Not Where I Love from an upcoming album. Celtic Podcast News. First, I want to remind you to check out CelticInvasion.com. That's where I have my Celtic Invasion Vacations itinerary for 2020 posted. You can check it out. Again, CelticInvasion.com. I also want to send out a big thanks to the patrons of our podcast. Your kind and generous support keeps this show coming out each and every week. You can pledge $1 or more per episode and cap how much you want to spend each month over on Patreon. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and to help our community grow. Plus, you get to hear episodes before regular listeners. I want to send a huge thanks to our Celtic legends. These generous folks pledge $25 per month or more. And I really appreciate all your kind and generous support of this podcast over the years. Big thanks to Annie Lorkowski, Brian Brake, Carol Burrill, Hank Woodward, Kevin Long, Linda McNeil, Marianne Ludwig, Miranda Nelson, Nancy Barnett, Patricia Connor, Robert Michael Kane, Scott Benson, Sean Kelly, and Tiffany Knight. Thank you so much for supporting this podcast. If you want to help support the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, become a generous patron at patreon.com/Celtic Podcast. I also want to let you know that I started a new podcast. Well, not exactly. Actually, I started a new Patreon page for the Celtic Christmas Podcast. A lot of the patrons said they didn't want to support another podcast, and I decided to help pay for some of the production and creation of the Celtic Christmas podcast by starting a Patreon account. And at present, I'm about two-thirds away from releasing the first episode, two-thirds away to a goal, a milestone there. There's other milestones already up, but if I hit that goal, then I will release the first episode of the Celtic Christmas podcast, and the next goal will get the second one, and then it's pretty much going to be a regularly running show. So if you want to check that out, head on over to CelticChristmasPodcast.com. You can sign up for free if you want to just listen, or you can get more, including a Songhenge profile, which is something I'm also doing with the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast Patreon page, where I basically talk about some of the artists. It's a exclusive podcast where I talk about some of the artists who are featured in each episode of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast or Celtic Christmas Podcast. So if you'd like to check that out, again, CelticChristmasPodcast.com. Thanks so much. Let's get back to the music. Next up is Hard Green with I'll Tell Me Ma from Rare Old Mountain Dew.
Hi, tell me ma, when I go home, the boys won't play, the girls alone. They pull me hair, they stole me comb, but that's alright till I go home. She's handsome, she's pretty, she's the belle of the Belfast city. She's a carving 1, 2, 3. Frank, can you tell me who is she? All the money says he loves her, all the boys are fighting for her. Knock at the door and the ring of the bell. Hello, me true, I'm all you well. All she cares is wet as snow. She does get a fellow with a rowing eye. She's handsome, she's pretty, she's the belle of Belfast City. She's a courting 1, 2, 3. Frey, can you tell me who is she? The wind and the rain and the hail blow high, and the snow come trembling to the sky. She's as sweet as apple pie, she'll get her own at by and by. When she gets a letter of her own, she won't tell her mom when she gets home. Let them all come as they will, it's Albert Mooney, she loves steel. She's handsome, she's pretty, she's the belle of Belfast City. She's a courting 1, 2, 3. Frank, can you tell me who is she?
Thank you. Whoa, she sang to me so sweetly one early Easter morn. As our ship did turn the wester to make it round Cape Horn. Whoa, she sang to me a song of love, and how my lips she did crave. And all I had to do was join her beneath the waves. She's a liar and a thief and a damned old fish, but she's the only one I want, she's my only wish. And if I did go overboard, then I would surely die. But if I could have one thing in life, I would love her by and by. Oh! Fateful day, and she carried me down to her home where the fish and turtles play. And 'twas there I saw my dear old dad, who had died some years before. And he said to me, swim for your life and find some peaceful shore. 'Cause she's a liar and a thief and a damned old fish, but she's the only one I want, she's my only wish. And if I did go overboard, then I would surely die. But if I could have one thing in life, I would love her by and by.
Bye.
After Hard Green came Celtic Reggae Revolution with Gypsy Tax, Fiddle Dub, from Celtic Dub Volume 1, then Brave the Sea with Siren Song from The Kraken, and finally Tartanic with The Belly Dancer from Uncharted. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode, and if you did, remember to vote in the Celtic Top 20. With the new year comes new votes, and this is our way of finding out the best songs and artists each year. Just list the show number and the name of as many bands in the episode as you like. Your vote helps me create next year's Best Celtic Music of 2019 episode. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is dedicated to growing our community and helping the incredible artists who so generously share their music. If you find music you love, buy their albums, shirts, and songbooks, follow them on Spotify, see their shows, drop them an email, let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, and remember to subscribe to our Celtic Music Magazine. Every week, I'll send you Celtic music and podcast news, not just from this podcast, but from other ones. When new episodes come out for other podcasts, I like to share that information. Go on over to bestcelticmusic.net, and you can sign up today. And you also get 34 Celtic MP3s for free when you subscribe. We are going to finish up the show with Brother C from their EP. This is Curious Shore. Thank you so much for listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, and I look forward to sharing more music with you next week. Sláinte.
I'll reach for control. Any shame of my nakedness, strip and dive in, glisten soul. Strip and dive in, glisten soul. Gasping cold are these waters, immersed here I belong. Now is all that matters, I'm held in this ocean song. I'm held in this ocean song. Oh, the sea, the sea, the sea. Oh, the sea, the sea, the sea. Oh, the sea, the sea, the sea. As my thoughts drown, I'll explore creation. In the motion of ever-changing pastel skies, rain of monochrome, the mind's notion will fade with their forgotten lies. Wild currents flow from a heart, tethered from a system to be honestly. The deepest part of me and the sea, and the sea. The sea, the sea. Oh, the sea, the sea, the sea. Oh, the sea, the sea, the sea. As my thoughts drown, I'll explore.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast was produced by Mark Gundy, Celtfather. To subscribe, go to Apple Podcasts or to our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.